You're listening to OWW Radio,
the official radio show of OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com.
All right, so here we are, living it day by day. You are a superstar, and that's what she used to always say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of OWW Radio. This is the official radio program of OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com. Each week, OWW Radio will bring perspective to the WWE, TNA, and everything else making news in the world of professional wrestling. Today we discuss this weekend's WWE Tables, Ladders, and Chairs pay-per-view and what impact this show might have on the direction of the company going into the year 2014. My name is David, and I am joined not by my regular co-host Alex, but rather my good friend Kerry Morris. How you doing, bud?
How are you doing today, David?
Good. It's nice to have you back on the show. How's your holiday season going so far?
So far, so good. I am in Dallas, site of Monday's Raw, the night after TLC, and excited about that and the potential WrestleMania 32 announcement that might come this way.
Well, you live in Chicago area, though, right? What are you doing in Dallas?
All my family's down here, so this is my early holiday season.
Okay, very good, very good. Yeah, I guess so. We know WrestleMania 31 coming to the San Francisco area. WrestleMania 32, it's not been officially announced yet, though, right? It's coming to Dallas?
No, but the pictures have leaked out, and so I think it's almost a pure lock, and that's coming out soon as in Jerry's World in March of 2016.
You know, I think because I'm a big Dallas Cowboys fan, I love the TV show Dallas, and I go to WrestleMania every year, I have a funny feeling for me this will be like kind of my last go.
Probably will be for me.
I just feel like that it would all come full circle to me. I've never been to Jerry's World down there, and as a Dallas fan, like I said, I'd like to see it. So I was pretty excited about the next two cities. What about San Francisco for you? Have you been to the Bay Area before?
I never have, so I will be going to that one. And then it's 32 within Dallas. That's probably where, since this is where I started, probably is where I will end it.
Yeah, similar to me. And the thing about San Francisco, I was just there, is it's kind of spread out. I'm a little worried about the logistics of San Francisco. I don't want to be on the highway all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we're actually going to be in San Jose and Santa Clara is where actually all the stuff's going to take place. And then here in Dallas, if they have it here, if they do like Miami, they'll have to shuttle us out to the stadium. But everything else, the Hall of Fame and everything will be downtown Dallas. So that's outside of the Mania itself, everything else will probably be in walking distance.
Well, I think New Orleans is going to be really good because it's a smaller city, and I think everything is literally downtown. I don't like being shuttled around. We spend a lot of time waiting in line, don't we?
Exactly, yes. So, I mean, I think we can always walk it back, or worst-case scenario, we'll cab it like we did for MetLife last time.
Yeah.
Worst-case scenario. But, yeah, most things should be closer by, and our hotel is nice. Have you seen the carousel bar?
No, I haven't checked it out yet. Look good?
Yeah, it looks good, and it actually filmed a lot of movies in a hotel we're staying, like Double Jeopardy and like one of John Cena's movies, and I forget what else, but there's been probably a dozen or so movies that filmed scenes in that hotel. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Well, of course, they're talking about the upcoming WrestleMania. Today, though, we are looking at this weekend's TLC Tables, Ladders, and Chairs pay-per-view. It should be an interesting show. Let's run through the matches. Are you ready to break it down?
Ring the bell.
The main event of TLC is a title unification match, World Heavyweight Champion John Cena versus WWE Champion and the face of the company, Randy Orton. It is a Tables, Ladders, and Chairs match. Kerry, what are your thoughts on this? What do you expect from the main event?
You know, I go back and forth. I think there will be a winner and one champion. The question is who? And I don't think we're limited to John Cena or Randy Orton. Will there be some kind of fluke to where Belson comes to face the company? Or will there be something else? Will Daniel Bryan join the Wyatts and somehow take the belts? I mean, who knows? This could go a lot of ways.
Yeah, I guess because it's a TLC match, a lot of people could get involved and a lot of craziness could happen, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're going to see a lot of tables broken, a lot of chairs used, a lot of different sized ladders. And then from what I've read, they've already decided on the finish, and they're not changing. They're sticking with it, whatever it is. So hopefully it's a good one. You want to send the fans home happy.
You know, we are coming. We talked about WrestleMania on the intro, and we're coming into what we called WrestleMania season, really kicked off by the Royal Rumble. And I almost feel, Carrie, like whatever happens, you know, before the Royal Rumble is not really that important. I wouldn't be surprised whoever wins the title at TLC is not carrying it into WrestleMania. I would be surprised. I don't think John Cena's winning on Sunday, put it that way.
I would agree with that. And now, or they could do a screwball finish where Randy grabs John Cena's belt and John grabs Randy's belt. And so they basically just switch titles. That could happen too.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, John Cena doesn't seem right as the World Heavyweight Champion, does he?
In a way, I could see it. I know they were trying to make that title more significant, and he would do that, especially on the SmackDown brand. And he's been it before.
Yep.
I mean, he won at WrestleMania 25 and was carrying the belt then too. So I don't think that's a bad thing. Honestly, it's different. It's a chance to elevate the prestige of that belt.
Well, I definitely like what they've done with Randy Orton. In the fact, I thought for about a year he was just swimming along and not very involved. So I like the fact, you know, putting him as a WWE champion, face of the company, it's helped him as a character, got his career back on track. I got to tell you, I'm probably not buying TLC Sunday night just because it's an expensive time of year coming up with WrestleMania and everything. This match I do find interesting, and I like your point about, you know, who knows? It could be one of those two. It could be Triple H. There's a lot of possibilities in this match, and in professional wrestling, that's kind of fun.
Well, it is, yeah. As long as it's not some, you know, it needs to make sense with the story. That's the main thing. As long as everything eventually plays out and makes sense, then it'll be okay. I know what you're saying, it's an expensive time of the year, but like for me, I can go to Lisa Marie Braun's Square Circle restaurant and watch for free. There's no cover, and they'll have the live, and then they'll have the replay immediately following, and it's some of the best food you'll ever have, too.
Yeah, you like that restaurant. You know, we don't have a lot of places in Northern Virginia here that show the WWE pay-per-views. I'm a little disappointed. There's a lot of sports bars around, and they don't show them. I would, you know, if that was the case, I would definitely go out and watch it. I'm a little concerned. You know, $50 plus every time. It seems like there's been a lot of pay-per-views lately, also, and it's just that, you know, plus with the holidays, that's an expensive time of year.
It is an expensive time of the year. I know it's always a lot of pay-per-views, but I mean, that might change next year with the network, and if all the non-WrestleMania pay-per-views are on there for, you know, for the monthly fees, it wouldn't be so bad then.
Okay, so before we move off this match, I do think that they've done a good job building this match. It is, you know, what I would consider the two big stars in the company. It's interesting that they're unifying the title. So I need a prediction from you before we move on.
I would say we do walk out with one champion. It's going to be Randy or Triple H. I think it's about time they unified. I just wish they had done a better job. It was thrown together last minute, and they only had a few weeks to build it up. Had they made it last, you know, pushed it out longer, it could have seemed more like a big deal.
Well, that's fair. Why do you think it wasn't a program that was built over the past couple months?
Because they decided on the move, like right before or after Survivor Series, to do this. So it wasn't, if something could have, they should have decided on months ago, said, hey, let's plan and do this and have months to build it up. It's kind of, they really switched a lot of gears and had a lot of changes in their booking, and that's kind of thrown off almost everything. I mean, they kind of screwed up the whole Daniel Bryan storyline, and they really did some stuff with Big Show, and so I think they need to find a booking plan and stick with it.
Daniel Bryan faces the Wyatt family in a 3-on-1 handicap match. In fact, one of two 3-on-1 handicap matches that we'll see on the show this weekend. Carrie, do you like how they've moved Daniel Bryan into this feud with the Wyatt family?
I like what it's done for the Wyatts. I don't like what it's done for Daniel Bryan. I think, I mean, it's about time they've moved the Wyatts up to a top-tier position. I think it's a great act. I do feel bad for Bryan being taken out of the title picture, but hopefully this is just a transition so he gets back into it.
I agree. It is a strange feeling when you like a character and you see them ascend to the top and they're involved in the title scene for a while, and then all of a sudden they're in kind of goofy matches. I mean, a 3-on-1 handicap match against the Wyatts isn't quite, you know, Randy Orton for the title, right?
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, it depends on how it comes out and how it plays out in the end. It could turn out for the better for all parties involved. I mean, it elevates the Wyatts. We know that's a Triple H project, and then Daniel Bryan, hopefully that'll help elevate him and keep him going to put him back into, you know, fighting the odds and getting back into the title picture. So maybe he'll main event Mania 30 and for the belt.
Do you think that Daniel Bryan fans, though, are excited about this match?
You know, that's a good question. I would say it's probably mixed feelings. I mean, they're probably just happy to see him there, but again, they at the same time, they're upset. They know he belongs in the title picture, and you heard the reaction in the Raw. The whole crowd is just they hijacked that segment chanting for Daniel Bryan. They had no choice but to acknowledge that they screwed up and took him out of the title picture, and now the fans don't like it. And it shows in their ratings and their buy rates.
Some people seem to think that the WWE kind of screwed over Bryan the past couple months. I mean, they gave him the title and took it away immediately. You know, they had him involved in the title picture, Kerry, but they didn't really give him his moment or his run with the belt. Do you think that's fair criticism?
Oh, I absolutely agree. They did not treat him like a true star. They kind of, almost as if it's kind of a joke, you know, and I think there are some real feelings backstage that, oh, he's too small to be this or be that, and they're kind of going, that's why all of a sudden the Big Show got put in, because they want the big guys, they feel those are the ones that can draw money, you know, like the old 1980s mentality has to be the big muscle heads, and I think they ignored the fact that they had a huge star and a huge popularity. They need to ride that wave out as much as they can and profit from as much as they can.
It was Big Show versus Randy Orton for the title at the last pay-per-view, right?
Yes.
You make it great. I mean, that is just not a match that I'm paying a lot of money to see anymore. I mean, I respect both men, but for me to open my wallet, it's got to be something new and different, and Bryan is. I mean, CM Punk, same way. These guys are the guys that are new and different, and here, let's move on to CM Punk on a 3-on-1 match, also against members of The Shield. I really like The Shield, Kerry. I love CM Punk, but these 3-on-1 goofy matches, I don't, again, it makes it feel like we're just waiting, biding time until Royal Rumble.
Well, exactly, yeah, and I think it would have been better if you had Roman Reigns against CM Punk. It would have been a chance just to really have Roman Reigns shine, while also Punk shining too.
And CM Punk has, if I'm not mistaken, defeated United States Champion Dean Ambrose twice in non-title matches. One thing I always find strange about today's product is how quickly they are willing to weaken a champion. I mean, Dean Ambrose, I think, is a great United States Champion. I think he's a really good part of the future. And they have him lose clean all the time to CM Punk. I don't like that kind of booking.
Well, and that's what a lot of people have said about their mid-cards, their Intercontinental and their U.S. titles as champions, that they're always, you know, that's why the titles don't mean anything, is because that's how they're portrayed, is that, oh, you may win here against the lower-card guys, but you go against the top-tier guy, and you're losing all the time in non-title matches, and that just makes the champion and the title, you know, both are devalued.
I think that's fair, and I wouldn't mind if they unified those titles, the United States and the Intercontinental title.
I'd agree. Get rid of the, I know some people will not like what I say, but get rid of the U.S. title. It is not the NWA or WCW U.S. title. It's WWE. Get rid of that and keep the IC title.
And they did a nice job, I think, with the, you know, women's and divas title. We just need one champion for all their divisions, if you will. And when I was growing up, the titles meant an awful lot. The Intercontinental title was a big deal. People that had it were proud to have it, and they were booked strong. Now, Honky Tonk Man, they always say, you know, of course, quote-unquote, the greatest of all time. He held it over a year, and he was kind of a, you know, a scaredy cat, ran away, got a lot of cheap victories. But he was still booked in good programs, and he was, you know, booked to be important. And I think that Dean Ambrose, here again on a big pay-per-view, kind of lost in a 3-on-1 match against a guy he's lost to clean twice. That's not super for me.
No, it's not. And you need to make those titles to kind of mean more, because they can draw some money. That might mean, you know, they may not see that as a main eventer, but some people may say, oh, he's on the card. It's going to be a good technical match. Maybe I will pay the $50 just because of that extra match there. It's going to be important. Versus that, oh, this is going to be a throwaway match. Who cares? And that, you know, it needs to be more than just filler. Thank God they finally unified the tag belts.
Yes, and I do feel, talking about TLC, that it's a good showcase for The Shield. It's a good showcase for the Wyatt family. Not so great for Daniel Bryan and CM Punk, but as we'll talk about later in the show, I think that there's bigger matches ahead for those two. Now, you mentioned the unified tag team championship belts from a while ago. They will be defended at TLC, the tag team champions Cody Rhodes and Goldust, in a fatal four-way match against basically all the other tag teams in WWE. Ryback and Curtis Axel Big Show and Rey Mysterio, and the Real Americans Jack Swagger and Antonio Cesaro. What do you think about the booking for the Tag Team Championship?
You know, that's getting better, and I know that's going to be one of Triple H's projects in 2014. You're going to see a lot more, tag team heavy. He wants that division to come back, and I'm excited about that. I've always liked tag team wrestling, and I've missed that, you know, from the golden days of the 80s to even the TLC days of the late 90s, early 2000s of Edge, Christian, Hardys, and the Dudleys, and I'm glad we're going to finally see that back, and hopefully they'll treat it right.
Oh, I totally agree. The one thing I don't like about this match at TLC is these kind of matches, it's far too easy for the champions to lose the belt on some kind of screwy finish. And, I think Cody Rhodes and Goldust have been fun champions, and I don't want to see them lose to, like, Big Show and Rey Mysterio, who just became a tag team, 5 minutes before we recorded this show today. So, I would like this more if it was Jack Swagger, Antonio Cesaro, the Usos, and even if it was the Shield involved here. I don't like these tag teams thrown together like Big Show and Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, and I hope that's just the one time. I thought they were going to stop doing that and having more real tag teams, and I hope that maybe that's just a chance to get those guys on the card, to give them a payday, and keep them on the show, which is a nice thing. I'm glad, those guys, they've earned a payday. They deserve it. But I would agree. I would have rather seen more of, even Funkasaurus or even someone like that are primetime players. Someone else like an actual tag team in there.
I was surprised it wasn't the primetime players because they were given a push there, and they've got a pretty good act. The other thing about the tag teams, I kind of like three-man band. I'm in the minority there, I'm sure, but this would have been an opportunity, Kerry, to put three-man band in this match, and they, of course, were not going to win, but they could have made them look strong and made them feel more credible. As it is now, they lose every week on Monday Night Raw, and that's a team that just doesn't make sense to me when you have guys who can work losing every single week. It just kills them.
Oh, yeah, because then if you ever need one of them as a breakout star, you might have just lost the opportunity forever. Looking like Drew McIntyre could one day be a star, but you have him in that role, and they could be quote-unquote typecast in that job or role, and you just lost any chance of potential money.
I agree. I mean, I think even guys like R-Truth, you talk about that mid-card, I would, if I was going to sit down with Vince, really, that was what I would discuss. I think the top of the card is fine. I think they've got big stars. People like to at least boo John Cena, cheer him, whatever. You say, Orton's a big star. They got plenty of guys at the top. But it's the quality of the show in the middle of the card that sometimes leaves me dry because they, every Monday night, they're losing clean and killing their credibility.
Exactly, yeah. And that's the thing, with 3 hours on Raw, you'd think they have more time to build up some of the lower, and especially the mid-card guys, because, again, if you have injuries at the top, you need someone to replace, and you need them ASAP. And I think, right. And that for a lot of people, it's like, why should I pay $50 for one match? I want a whole quality show, not just, one 30-minute match, and have to sit through 2.5 hours to get to that.
The Intercontinental Championship will be defended at TLC. We talk about the mid-card guys who have struggled. These are two that they're giving a nice storyline to. The Intercontinental Champion Big E Langston defending against Damian Sandow. This is, to tell you the truth, I really like Sandow, Kerry, and I'm excited about this matchup. I don't love Big E Langston, but I'm excited to see Sandow challenge for the title. What do you think?
I agree. I think there's a chance where maybe you could bring back credibility to the IC title and to Damian Sandow, have him win it, have him a good long run, and have him look strong so when it's time to elevate him to a main event status or to even test the waters again, how would he do in a main event scene, this is a good chance to do that. I like Sandow. I like to see him with a main event run. I think he's earned it.
I do too. Now, in fairness, I was disappointed they took the Intercontinental title off Curtis Axel. Not that I'm so much in love with Curtis Axel, but first of all, the white Intercontinental title is amazing. It's one of the most beautiful championship belts I've ever seen.
The classic, too. It's classic.
Yeah, and it looked good on him. I liked him with Paul Heyman. I liked him as the Intercontinental champion. I was disappointed. Big E Langston, to me, is a very limited performer. He's a very limited speaker. I give him credit. He's done well for himself. But I always viewed the Intercontinental Champion as someone who could give you 60 minutes if he had to. And in that regard, I think Damian Sandow would be a really good champion. I'm pulling for the title change here.
Oh, I am too. I agree. That's someone like Curtis Axel or someone like Damian Sandow who can work a good match and put on the good show, like your Ricky Steamboat, Randy Savage type matches, or like your Bret Hart, Mr. Perfect type matches.
Yep.
And that's what that title to me is for. And I would hope that hopefully they will. I'm not knocking Biggie Langston, you know, a good guy, and I hope he does well. But I think this belt needs to go on Damian for the time being, for at least maybe a good 6 to 10 or maybe a 12-month run.
We'd like to see Sandow win on Sunday at TLC, but I don't like hot-shotting the title either, so should they keep it on Big E?
I would say it won't be hot-shotting if you put it on Damian and you give him a good long 6, 10-month, 12-month run and give him good quality matches and time to work. I think then not only do we make the belt more prestigious, but you also make a bigger star out of Damian Sandow as well.
See, it's funny that you and I feel the same way here, that he's got a good future. He's popular and this and that, and yet he loses every week on TV too, it seems.
Oh, just about, yeah. And I don't know if they're just trying to test him to make sure he doesn't get a big ego and, you know, before they give him a big push, but I think he's due.
AJ Lee, the Divas champion, is going to defend Sunday against Natalya. This is a pretty good Divas title match, Kerry. Do you expect to see Natalya finally take the title off of AJ?
I would like to see it. I love the AJ character. I think it's great, but I think it's time Natalya, she's earned it, and she deserves a good long run as well, and for sure as one of the top Divas they have.
Yeah, I like AJ as the Divas champion. One thing that bothers me, Kerry, about Natalya, if there's one criticism I have of her, because I think she's a nice person, a really, really, really good wrestler, I don't find her character all that interesting. We've already played out the Hart family connection, and so I don't love her as the Divas champion. Is that fair criticism?
I can see that, but I wonder if that's more just because of the booking. They've booked her so bad over the years. I wonder if there's a way to maybe, you know, twerk the character or, you know, tweak it a little bit or even just maybe even repackage. I'd just like to see her as a top contender if they don't give her the belt.
Do you like this division of the Divas between the total Divas girls that are on television and the ones who aren't, and how they've kind of had some battles in the ring over this? And I wonder what the feeling is really like backstage.
You know, that's a good question. I know the show's a huge success, so I'm sure they're happy to all be a part of it. It's not bad. It gives them something to do and gives a chance to rebuild the division, because it's not the same as it was when you had Trish and Lita and Victoria and Chyna and Molly and all of them. And so they need to rebuild that back.
I would disagree with you in that they're not all involved. That's the problem. Half of them are on the show. Half of them are not. I wonder if in real life there's tension because, you know, Alicia Fox is looking around thinking, well, how come, you know, there's new girls on the show and she's been in the company a long time and she's not included. Is that fair?
Oh, I agree. That's fair. I think this could be a chance to rebuild maybe the entire division. I mean, it's a chance to give some of them over and make stars, but maybe a chance to somehow incorporate the rest of them, too. I can see it going either way. I can definitely see how it causes problems for those who've been there for a long time and feel like they're getting, you know, screwed over and passed over for someone new who hasn't earned it, like Eva Marie.
Pre-show match, if you will. Dolph Ziggler versus Fandango on TLC on Sunday. Kerry, I like me. Fandango is fine. In fact, he kind of reminds me of the old Honky Tonk Man character in that, you know, he can work, but he's really more of a character, right?
Yeah.
But what are they doing with Dolph Ziggler? I mean, we talk about Daniel Bryan kind of now coming down from championship feuds into what he's working on now. The program and what they've done with Dolph Ziggler, I don't support at all.
No, I would agree. I mean, I think, you know, he's maybe pissed off some of those in management for some of the things he said on radio and once he got his world title push. But I would say it's time to re-push him again because he was getting over. And again, if he's someone who can work, and can make money, why would you not try to highlight and showcase that talent?
Well, you and I were there when he won the world title, and it was pretty special, wasn't it, on that Monday Night Raw?
Oh, the crowds were crazy. The crowd was waiting for the night before at MetLife, and they were, I mean, you could tell the whole crowd just groaned when that wasn't going to happen. So they were super excited on Monday when that finally happened. I mean, that was just a chance to make a big star out of him. And maybe he did ruffle some feathers the wrong way by saying some things that he shouldn't, but at that point, get over it. Time to make money. Let's move on and make a star out of him.
Well, here they have him in a pre-show match or a kickoff match, whatever they want to call it. I call it garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just a shame. I feel badly for him. Maybe he did do some of this to himself, but I think this is where the company bites its nose to spite its face. Is that the expression? Because he can draw. He's interesting. People like him. And he reminds me of that solid mid-card kind of guy, upper mid-card kind of guy that would get me to buy the pay-per-view if he was in the right program.
Well, exactly. And he's someone who could definitely be in the main event level. Now, he may not be the face of the company or the top star, but he could definitely have some main event matches with some of the main event guys, and really they could work well together. And so, I mean, he's like a modern-day Mr. Perfect, I think.
That's a good analogy. I ran through the show on Sunday. I wanted to ask you personally, do you have a favorite TLC moment from over the years, either a regular, you know, tables, ladders, and chairs match, or from the pay-per-view itself?
Oh, that's an easy one. That would be the first ever TLC match in Raleigh in 2000, the SummerSlam. I was there for it, flew out there mainly for that match, and worth every penny to be second row to watch that. That was the match to see, and so that right there, and then even the second one at WrestleMania 17, being ringside for that one, couldn't beat either experience.
It was so different, wasn't it? It was revolutionary. It was really the best of what professional wrestling is: athletic, entertaining, graceful, talent. I mean, it was really good. You know, good storytelling. It was hard to beat.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you had a story between all three teams that were going for a long time. That started almost as a year earlier, building up to that a year later almost. And they all told a great story. They all worked well together. And even when you added in, and the second one, you added in Rhino and Lita and Spike Dudley, it all worked out well. And that's something that's hard to come by and hard to replicate.
Mm-hmm. For me personally, my favorite TLC moment, I really liked the tables match that Beth and Natalya wrestled against Leigh Cool. I believe that was 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Just because as a big Beth Phoenix fan, I really, it was fun to see the girls work a tables match, and if you remember, they did the double power bomb off the top rope, and I think that's how they ended the match, right? And Leigh Cool went through the table.
Yeah, and that was rare to see too. I mean, even see those divas and women do that often, so it was definitely rare to see four good workers do that kind of match.
By the way, I hope Layla comes back soon. I don't know what's going on with her. She's not, you know, obviously on Total Divas. She's not working. Where is she?
I think she's had some medical issues. That's why she's been off the show for a while. Either family medical issues or medical issues herself, I believe.
Well,
hopefully
we wish
everything
will
go well soon and she'll be back. Yeah, exactly. We wish her the best. Hopefully she'll be back soon.
One of the things I want to do here before we wrap the show, Kerry, is I want to talk about what 2014 holds for some of the bigger stars in WWE. As we said, we're rolling into WrestleMania season here. So let's just run them down. What do you think 2014 holds for The Shield?
I think you see Roman Reigns as a big breakout star, maybe even a face turn. I think you'll see him be dominant over Rumble. He'll probably come out early and eliminate, you know, 10, 12 guys, kind of like Kane did in 2001. Mm-hmm. I think you'll see that. It'll be a big push. But you also see Dean and Seth as a good tag team, and also you'll see Seth being broken off, or Dean Ambrose being broken off too, eventually as a good singles wrestler as well. So a lot of big things, especially for Dean and Roman.
That's interesting. I thought that Dean Ambrose was going to be the breakout star. You and others, I've heard this as well with Roman Reigns. I guess they love his look, they love his physicality. So, but you don't necessarily see the Shield staying together, the three of them.
Not so much. I mean, I think if they do it right, they should probably make it a slow break off. But I think it will eventually happen. Especially, I think Roman as a big face star, I think he has kind of he has a look to it, I think. So I could see him as a big, especially as a big face, maybe say star.
How about CM Punk?
Hopefully he'll maintain the main event picture, not get boggled down by all these nagging injuries he's had. Maybe he'll win the Rumble and go on to be in the title picture, or not stay in the title picture by SummerSlam.
It's sad. Not sad. That's not the right word. It's a little disappointing that he's not as edgy and on top of the show anymore. I really liked those shows where he made me tune in, and I don't feel like he's being featured that way anymore.
Oh, I agree. I mean, that's what kind of helped give him a little spark back in 2011 when he dropped that, his quote-unquote pipe bomb back in 2011. And I think you need to see more of that. Not overkill it, but just enough to make you want to just crave and see it more and pay for it on pay-per-view.
How about Daniel Bryan in 2014?
I hope he's back and gets a title run, a good long title run. I'd like to see him come out as Mania 30 as the champion. Maybe ending the show with him finally getting his moment.
Well, that'd be incredible. How about John Cena?
He'll still be the face of the company. He sells the merchandise. He's good with the kids. He's a corporate man. Love him or not, love him or hate him, he's one of the hardest working guys they've ever had in the history of that company. And so, as long as he stays injury free, you'll see him as a main event player throughout the year.
I think he's interesting on Total Divas too.
Oh yeah, I agree too. It's nice to see that more personable, real life side, not the character John Cena in the ring all the time.
And I thought it was fascinating that he wanted Nikki to sign that document that, she wouldn't basically sue him or, take all his money. And I also thought it was interesting, and this is just a personal observation, that he admitted he doesn't want children. And I thought I was surprised they showed that, because he's always doing Make-A-Wish, functions, and he seems like he would be a great father, just coming the guy in the role that he plays. I thought it was interesting they told us that up front. Am I off on that? Because maybe that's thinking it through too much.
Well, I mean, it's one thing to spend time with kids and make their day bright. It's another thing to have to raise them, care for 24/7, and him trying to live his dream and be on the road all the time. I mean, he's on the road 300-plus days a year. You really can't be a dad to the kid, and that's not really fair to the kid either, to have his dad traveling all the time. So I could definitely see that. He wants to live his dream and do what he loves, and it's next to impossible to raise a family.
How about Randy Orton?
As long as he keeps playing the heel, because that's what he loves to do, I think you'll still see him overall as a main event player too.
Is there someone in 2014 you think is going to be a big breakout star?
I still think Roman Reigns. I think Bray Wyatt could still be. Hopefully Damian Sandow.
Yeah, I like all those choices as well. I would have hoped for Dolph Ziggler. I don't know now. I really like Cody Rhodes too. I like the talent he has. I like his confidence.
Yeah.
I think he's growing as a performer. I kind of like this run with Goldust, but I'd like to see him elevated in 2014.
I mean, I forgot about him. Yeah, he's another who could really break out and be a good top star too, and have a good run this upcoming year. I think they need to keep him and Goldust as a tag team for a while. Don't break them off too fast. So this way, when they do break it off, it'll mean more, and that chance to push Cody even higher up the card.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I think I should mention that the Bella Twins have maybe not the greatest skills in the ring, but they're not terrible. They're fine in the ring, but they have been interesting on Total Divas, and I think they have elevated themselves in the company in terms of what they can do publicity-wise and those kinds of things to represent WWE, because I do think that they are, of course, beautiful and interesting and have some personality, some spark to them, and I think the Total Divas has really helped them.
Oh, I agree, and I mean, they have the overall. I would say they're well rounded in terms of being marketable. They don't have to be the best in the ring, but they still have the looks and they still have the personality to do, to represent the company on talk shows or any kind of business function or on a reality show or in the ring. I think they're overall well rounded performers and characters that the company would want to represent them. They're kind of like John Cena is the face of the company, though the Bellas could be the face of the women. Give the women the face too.
Now, how about a fading star in 2014?
It might be Dolph Ziggler, honestly. It might be him. It could be Big Show,
yeah.
You know, Rey Mysterio, with, you know, he's always injured. And
that's funny. I wrote down two names, Kerry. I wrote down Big Show and Rey Mysterio, and interesting, you touched on both of them. I don't know. Rey Mysterio, like you said, always injured, and Big Show, I really respect his career, but, boy, he needs the right storyline, or else I just don't care about him.
I think at this point, also, with his age, he needs to be more of a special attraction, not on TV all the time, is what I think.
Yeah. Well, give me a Royal Rumble prediction as we come into, you know, the next big show after TLC is Royal Rumble. Who do you think is going to win this year?
You know, I'm going to hope it's Daniel Bryan. I'm going to, as a side note, I hope we see the return of Hulk Hogan for a quick appearance in the Rumble.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. I think CM Punk's gonna win the Royal Rumble. I think Daniel Bryan's gonna win the title at Royal Rumble in a singles championship match. And then my WrestleMania prediction is I think we're finally gonna see CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan for the one championship. And I keep hearing maybe Hogan and Cena are gonna team up. That would make sense, Kerry, because then Cena wouldn't have to be in the title picture.
Well, exactly, and that's what I was always hoping for, is to have your main event as Punk and Daniel Bryan. I hope that they will go with that. Who knows what the powers would be, you know, have planned, but, yeah, I'd like to see, you know, Goldberg in a match, maybe with Ryback. I'd like to see Undertaker and Brock Lesnar if The Rock is not going to wrestle. I'd like to see Hogan and Cena in some kind of tag match, or even throw in Big Show, give us something to do, make it a six-man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really want to thank you today for joining me, Kerry. I always enjoy having you on the program. And tell people where they can find you on social media.
Under my regular name on Facebook. I have a Twitter account. I don't really use it, honestly. It's under ShyTownOT. But I'm mainly just on Facebook under Kerry Morris.
All right. Kerry, appreciate you being on the show. I want to remind people to check out the OWW website at onlineworldofwrestling.com for the latest news, analysis, and updates from the world of professional wrestling. While you're there, you can also catch up on past episodes of OWW Radio. We just had some really good programs with some CZW stars, Shane Strickland and Drew Gulak, so check those out. I think you'll enjoy them. Email us at radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com to submit topics or questions you want us to discuss on an upcoming broadcast. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at OWWCOM to get all program updates and announcements. We'll also be posting directly to the official OWW Facebook homepage. Until next time, I am David. Thanks for joining me, Kerry.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
We enjoyed the show having you on, and I hope everyone out there enjoys WWE's TLC pay-per-view. We'll be back soon with another edition of OWW Radio.